Hello, this is Moses Stolzfus again with the Daily Devotions, Daily Inspiration. This morning I would like to invite you to listen to some testimonies on the phone. And if you could write this number down, it's 641-715-3800. And the ID number for that is 106-8904. 106-8904, and the phone number is 641-715-3800. So I think you'll be blessed as you listen to those testimonies. All right, well, as I said yesterday, I'd like to start with Acts 2:14 this morning. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And so here we see how that these men, remember, as we had spoken about yesterday, the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a mighty rushing wind. And they all spoke. And they all started preaching. And they were excited because they had received the Holy Spirit. Now, I guess my question to you this morning is, have you received the Holy Spirit? And what difference has it made in your life? When you got born again, were you filled with the Holy Spirit? Were you filled with the Holy Spirit? Did it change your life when you got born again? If it didn't change your life, you had a new desires and new they spoke with a new tongue. You know, it says that they spoke with new tongues. And the tongue that they, there was a young man that got born again in our house here 2 days after Christmas. And he was, he came and he confessed his sins and he poured out his heart to God. And he was born again. And this man was living a very vile life, and his mouth was very foul language. And you know, when he was born again that day, I never once heard that foul language out of his mouth again. And talk about a new tongue. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, when we're born again and we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we will speak with a new tongue, and there will be a change in our language. And so here it says that they were Peter standing up with the 11. He lifted up his voice and he started preaching. Remember, these men were fishermen. They were not preachers. They were fishermen. So, what about you? Have you shared the gospel since you're born again? Or are you too timid and thinking that you can't speak? Well, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will be able to speak. And if you can't speak, if you have fear, if you have fear of man, the Bible says, perfect love casts out fear. And so if you truly are born again and you're in love with Jesus, you should have no fear of what man will do unto you. Remember the Anabaptists and how they gave their lives. I mean, those people, they got beheaded just for being baptized. Have you been baptized? And so here these men, on the day of Pentecost, they stood up and they were preaching the gospel, even though they were unlearned men. They were fishermen. How much wisdom, how much education does it take to be a fisherman? I would guess not very much, especially not back in those days. I believe they were very unlearned men. But here they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they lifted up their voice, and they started preaching. And they preached. They preached to the extent that it says there were 5,000 saved in one day. Now, I realize that many of them, you know, John the Baptist had been preaching to them and so forth, and Jesus had been among them doing miracles. Yes, but 5,000 in one day? And this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, it says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." And that's what God wants to do to you. He wants to pour out of his spirit upon you and upon your sons and your daughters. And he wants your sons and daughters to prophesy. And when it says prophesy here, I believe it means to preach and to share the gospel, share the good news with others. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Okay, I think what I'll do now is go on to Acts 19:1, and there it says that, "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto then what were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Now here's a case where these people had only heard the gospel of John. They had heard the preaching of John the Baptist. And so John the Baptist verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. And so the groundwork was laid there, but these people believed in the Lord Jesus. But they had not even so much as heard whether there be a Holy Spirit. And so by the laying on of hands of the apostles, actually it says Apollos. No, it says Apollos was at Corinth. Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. It was Paul there, and which came to Ephesus, and he found some disciples. And he laid his hands on them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. So God, if you've been born again and you've not been filled with the Holy Spirit, then I would urge you the Bible says, seek and ye shall find. Ask and it shall be given unto you. So, do we have the Holy Spirit? Are we filled with the Holy Spirit? Do we know that we are born again? Do we have doubts, or don't we? You know, if we have any doubts whether we're born again, then I believe it's important that we come to God and we just repent of anything, repent even of our unbelief. Unbelief is sin. And so let us repent of our unbelief and ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit and give us faith And, you know, it says that when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they received power, and they were preaching. They were not ashamed of the gospel. They were able to go out and unashamedly, even though they knew that they could be crucified and they could be persecuted for their faith, but they were not ashamed to preach the gospel. And that goes for us today. We need not be ashamed to preach the gospel. It doesn't matter what people do to us, we need not to be ashamed to preach the good news. The good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and, you know, the Holy Spirit, we must have the Holy Spirit in order to walk with Jesus and to be faithful to Him, to preach the gospel and to share the good news with those that we meet. And, you know, let us believe, and let us allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. And let the Holy Spirit give us the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let God give us the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we may speak His word, that we may speak the truth in love, and that many could be drawn into the kingdom, even as they were back there in the book of Acts, where there were 5,000 added in one day. And may we not lift ourselves up in pride or anything like that, but just in humility, preach the gospel as He has taught us to preach, as He has taught us to do. He's told us to go out into all the world and preach the gospel and to make disciples and to teach them all things. So let us be diligent in doing that. And so I think my time is up for now, for today, and not sure what I'll be speaking on tomorrow, but may God bless you and give you much grace and wisdom, and just walk in walk with Jesus and be faithful to Him all the days of your life. God bless you.